Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. Coming up tonight, the final of the Four Nations face-off as the U.S. takes on Canada once again, this time in Boston. We know it's going to be fun. We say hello now to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, presented by Old National Bank. Get old. Greg, what's going on? How are you?
I mean, fun's one way of putting it. Depending on how things work out tonight, it could be soul-crushing. It could feel like the Donkey Kong of Canada has hit us in the face with a barrel again as we're trying to climb up the ladder. It could feel like a lot of things for an American sports fan tonight.
It's going to be something. But I know one thing. People are going to be watching because people have watched this tournament on whether it's your network or TNT. It seems like fans have really gravitated towards it. So the NHL has to feel good about that.
It's incredible. I mean, 5.4 million was the peak on ABC for the USA-Canada game. Obviously, the three fights in 9 seconds helped and the booing of the anthem and the whole atmosphere up in Montreal. But then, I think what really mattered was then people stuck around to watch the best form of this sport. And that can't be understated. I mean, the secret sauce to this tournament, although, we talk about the Canada-USA rivalry and the geopolitical thing, the secret sauce for the tournament is that this is a group of young star players that have been waiting since 2016, maybe 2014, to get their chance to represent their countries in a best-on-best tournament. And that pent-up energy, that anticipation, that pride that they have representing the U.S. and Canada, I think is what's really carried this thing to become something transcendent.
It's been a positive, but unfortunately there is a little bit of a negative to it. Charlie McAvoy gets hurt. He's been in the hospital, had to have surgery, all those things. How much will that injury affect this tournament moving forward?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, from a tactical standpoint, obviously it's a huge loss for the U.S. I thought Jake Sanderson from the Ottawa Senators played pretty well in in McAvoy's absence on Monday. But, one of the highlights of the tournament was the hit that McAvoy put on Connor McDavid in that USA-Canada game. McDavid never gets hit, and McAvoy laid him out. So to lose that element, and he was playing really good hockey, I think is obviously not good for tonight. But the bigger question is, if and when we do this tournament again, or when we do the World Cup in 2028, that injury situation could really impact how they organize this thing. The Boston Bruins, as I found out yesterday morning, or I guess 2 days ago, were pretty upset with the way that the USA hockey doctors handled McAvoy. They didn't get to see McAvoy until Monday when they got back in Boston. And by that time, he had this infection that had to put him in the hospital on Monday night. So they put out a very detailed timeline press release yesterday to the Bruins about the situation. And I think that really underscored how upset they are about the way this was all handled. And it's going to be an issue going forward if the NHL keeps doing these tournaments. How do we allow access to team doctors and make sure that this kind of situation doesn't happen again?
Greg, I want to go back to the opening game, USA and Canada, and the power of social media, getting people to watch that game Saturday. I was at an event Saturday night, but I think within the first 10 minutes after those fights happened, we were all on our phones showing each other what was going on. Then the bar put the game on. It just showed how when something like that goes on, social media, I think, drove so many people to watch that, and it paid off handsomely for the game of hockey.
Yeah, and again, I think we all owe a debt of gratitude to the Tkachuk brothers for organizing those fights off the top. I mean, say what you will about staged fights, say what you will for the Canadians accuse them of fighting for the cameras and not the flag, which is a very Canadian complaint to have. I'm happy they fought for the cameras. It got probably a million and a half more people to watch this game on Saturday, and who knows what it does for the game tonight. That is satisfying things about this. Like, rare is the hockey thing where people who never talk about hockey or tweet about hockey are interacting with the sport. Yeah, granted, in some cases you wish they wouldn't.
Right.
But for the most part, it's been exhilarating to see how much outside attention. And I think we talked about this, boys, in the lead up to this thing. Like, I had no idea what the rest of the tournament was going to look like from a gameplay perspective, but the USA Canada game was always the easiest sell. The rivalry. It's the U.S. trying to become the best at something that someone else thinks they're the best at. Like, these are universal themes that play out every 4 years in the Olympics, and certainly were a very easy sell to the general sports fan. compounded by the fact that, you know, there were three fights in 9 seconds to start the game in a place that was very hostile to the Americans.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I was in a bar in Mississippi, and we were watching. So that just shows you the power of – and then you could see the people like, oh, yeah, USA, and they got invested in it. And I think it did something, Greg, and I might be crazy on this, where the game of hockey would have never done this for even a viewer who doesn't pay attention to anything. Everybody got invested. Now, how can the NHL capitalize on this, or can they?
Well, they will. I mean, the NHL announced last week there's now going to be an international calendar. So we got the Olympics next year. 2 years after that, World Cup of Hockey. Hopefully the aggressions in Ukraine have been resolved by then, and everybody's safe, and the Russians can come back into a best-on-best tournament, because obviously that's really what makes it best-on-best, is having those guys involved. And then, you know, we're going to get into a two-year run of Olympics, and then World Cup, then Olympics, then World Cup. The question is, you know, what does that mean for, like, the All-Star game? Can we still have them? Do people care? Or is it just going to be an appetite for more, you know, USA versus Canada series and stuff like that? I don't know the answer right now, but I will tell you, obviously, like, this happening when it did is very advantageous for them to do this international hockey calendar. And by the way, kudos to the NHL, because like I mentioned before, well, I anticipated 2026 in Italy to be the first time, like, McDavid and McKinnon and the Tkachuks would represent their countries. The NHL kind of jumped the line and gave us those matchups before the Olympics could. And I think that was a genius move. And also credit to the players for really pushing to have more international best on best, because I think that they're a big reason why this happened too.
Greg Wyshynski is with us from ESPN. So I do wonder, I just saw USA Hockey's tweet that the team received a call from a certain someone that lives in a White House in Washington. Do we think the president will be in attendance?
He will not. He has already said that he is attending a conference of governors in Washington, D.C. tonight. It's a previous obligation. I think that's the reason he called the team this morning. But, yeah, USA Hockey put up a picture of their GM, Bill Guerin, holding up a phone, and I guess the president was giving his words of encouragement to the room. I have... Yes, the U.S. team just got off the ice literally before we started talking, so I haven't gotten a chance to ask the players what that message was. But you know, yeah, listen, it's a long-standing tradition of the president, you know, reaching out to athletes after big sporting events or before big sporting events to lend words of encouragement. And it just kind of, like, puts into sharp focus how massive this game is tonight for the country and for hockey.
Yeah, what's going to happen, Greg, they're going to lower the lights in the locker room before they go on the ice, and he's going to walk in to some wrestling music, and they're going to lose their mind.
My God, that's Trump's music!
you know, losing their minds in a place like Massachusetts for Trump probably means a little bit something different.
Yeah, you're right.
But, I mean, hey, listen, man, there's no doubt that – listen, I don't think that the geopolitical stuff is as important to this whole – cocktail that we've got here of excitement for this tournament as maybe some have stated. If you ask the players, like, it's much more about how much they hate Canada and hate the Canadian players than it is about anything else going on. Yes. But I mean, there, you know, but I mean, like, it did, I do think that it added to the tensions in Montreal for that game, and the tensions in Montreal are really what launched this thing into the stratosphere. But again, like, as I mentioned, you know, as an American hockey fan who's been covering American players all my life, like, you have, like, American players who have Canadian colleagues that have said, you are not as good as hockey as me because I am Canadian and you are American. So that's the baseline for, like, what we're experiencing tonight. It is literally trying to take down the empire of hockey and show that we are now not only worthy to stand toe-to-toe with them, but also have surpassed them. That's what's at stake tonight.
It's going to be fun. Do you have a feeling either way?
I'm a little worried about us being banged up. I got to be honest with you. Like, you know, Brady Tkachuk's under the weather, and Matt was dealing with the injury. And then you have Matthews, who's had an upper body injury the whole tournament. And the other thing I'm really worried about, to be honest with you, is the atmosphere. You know, I think this group psychologically is a lot better as the infiltrator, a lot better as the villain, a lot better as the underdog coming into Montreal and spoiling the party. Now they got all their friends and family. Hell, half these guys are from Massachusetts. And now they're the favorite. They're on home ice. They already beat Canada once. And that's a completely different emotional dynamic than what we had in Montreal. And that's actually my biggest concern, is how do they process that change where now all of a sudden they're the hunted? You know what I mean? And so that's concern more than injury, more than anything else, is how do they process the emotion of tonight and the shift from being the underdog villain to being the local heroes.
Going to be fun, though. I know I'll be glued in. Greg, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
It's fantastic. Thanks, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, their senior writer, presented by Old National Bank. Get old. He joins us every Thursday at 10. We'll get back into our question because so many people are going to be watching this tonight. They've watched this tournament. The NHL has experienced, even with all the regional stuff, good ratings. Our question of the day was, why aren't you watching the NBA? And we had some really good answers on our text line. We'll get back into that coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Ah, yes. If you're my age or even older, you remember this. You remember this, right?
A little bit, but I was moved past that by the time this law came out. You know, was Space Jam? I'm barely paying attention.
This was the
The commercial.
K-Raid. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's
yeah.
a different
okay,
version.
My bad.
There's a different version. That's kind of the full version. There's a different version that, like, it would have gotten you.
Right. Oh, I remember. It'd be like Mike. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was the one that he did with Mia Hamm. Like, anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Yeah.
That was good. You know, the Gator. But I love now with the Gatorade commercial because this kind of goes to our point. Who's the voice in the new Gatorade commercial? It's Mike.
Is it really?
Yeah. And they have the CGI version of him when he's young saying, "Is it in you?" they've brought him back. But and they also, in NASCAR, they had the coolest paint scheme for the Clash. One of his drivers, Tyler Reddick, driving the 45 car. It was the Jordan, the band Jordan's car.
Yeah.
And it had basically the band logo.
That's cool.
Because the Jordans were, didn't they blur them out, like everything, when because he got fined?
Something like that,
because the NBA wouldn't let him wear them.
That's right. Man, according to recent reports, NBA ratings are considered bad with a significant decline in viewership, showing a drop around 28% on ESPN year after year. Some sources have said the NBA has dropped off in viewership 50% since 2012.
Yeah.
Although in the United States, the ratings are porous, internationally, it's at an all-time high. Now, explain that.
Yeah. I
don't know.
I
can't.
I don't know.
Right?
I swear. Mike in Lebanon. No. So he goes, "Are you afraid to say President Trump?" LOL, of how I asked the question. I was being funny.
Right.
Like, I mean, like,
it adds up. It's, yeah.
Good Lord. Brian said the NBA sucks. That about sums it up.
But why? Why do you think it sucks?
Ben says, Kobe said it, too much accidental basketball. Furthermore, too many players are exactly the same and too many stars are too similar. I hate rules dictating things, but I don't know how to make it more interesting without rule changes. Dylan says, I don't really watch hockey that much, but when I heard the Canadians were booing our national anthem and then we whipped their ass, I immediately started rooting for the U.S. Yeah, that got people in. I think you're going to get more new fans to hockey because of this tournament.
And just looking for something to watch. I'm not watching NBA. All right, let's see what's going on here then.
I'm trying to find Gene's, because we asked Gene earlier. Here we go. Gene of Spring Hill had said, the NBA equals who cares. Sorry, guys. And then he goes, Joe, you asked me why. I was a big NBA fan in the early 90s. The Knicks, the Lakers, I played high school basketball. Why now? When the league became a three-point shot dunking contest with no defense, it became boring. And then some players making $20 million came out saying they're being exploited by the owners. I'm done.
All valid reasons.
I think that is a very valid reason.
All valid reasons. But I was thinking what gravitated me towards things like the Bad Boys in 89 and 90, the Pistons that nobody ever talks about, and they should because they're a dynamic team. You wanted to be a part of that, right? You wanted to be part of Jordan's teammate. You wanted to be on the Celtics. You wanted Magic to throw you the ball. I mean, these are all things you grew up with. Now it's like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I got a headache. I'm going to sit out. I'm making $38 million. And the Jimmy Butler stuff in Miami, I don't know what happened there. And he was suspended for 7 games and demand trade. I know there's drama in all the sports leagues, but it seems to be magnified in the NBA. And I'm like, ah, I don't have no time for this.
Tommy says, the NBA pissed me off. Jaw's my favorite player, and 9 out of 10 times I find the game on, he's not playing. This is why I'm not going 4 hours to Memphis. I'd be pissed off if he didn't play. They miss games left and right. I think that's the biggest reason, because of load management, or however you want to put it. And then, as Nevada Josh says, I can explain it. It basically goes into the whole political thing. And, you know, what saying when they went woke and all those things. And, you know, I don't get into all that stuff, but I get it. I mean, certainly that has had a lot to do with it. I mean, there are many reasons why I think people are turned off by the NBA, both on and off the court.
And it's showing in the ratings. Not just we're blabbing about it, but it's showing in the ratings. And then they have this massive TV contract. NBA bought into it. NBC bought into it next year. It's going to go and go and go. And I'm just curious where it went wrong. It's not in the last year or two. It goes back 12, 13, 15 years.
Let's go to Wes on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What's up, Wes?
Morning, guys. It's cold outside.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah, I don't like this whole grooming dog thing when it's snowing. It's kind of crazy out here. I guess it accidentally just sent the text of what I'm literally calling to tell you guys right now. But this is the main difference between the NHL and the NBA. A couple times this week, y'all have talked about an acronym for NFL standing for Not For Long, which I agree with. But you've got to have an acronym for both other leagues as well. And for the NBA, it's No Broke Athletes. You show up and you get your check, and that's it. That's all these guys care about. For the NHL, it's the No Hurt League. Now, let me explain. Because if it's third quarter and the Lakers are down by 20 and they're, like, depending on LeBron to do something, if that man gets a cramp, count him out. He's not coming back in. It is what it is. Lakers got to figure it out without LeBron. There's no pride there. Meanwhile, Yossi takes a puck at 90 miles an hour to the skull, and he's like, hey, guys, let me go get, like, 15 stitches, and I'll be right back. And then we just continue on with the game. That's the difference, guys. They just don't care. If there's no money involved, there would be nobody playing in the NBA. And you can't tell me that's the same for hockey. These guys are making a fraction of what the NBA players are making, and they are putting on a show every single night. It doesn't matter if it's U.S. versus Canada or if it's the Canucks versus the Preds. They're going out there and pouring it out every single night. The NBA can't say that, and I don't know when the last time they could say that was.
I think that's a very good point. Thanks for the call, Wes. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, he's right.
He's exactly
and
right.
And I think a lot, and, you know, other people, you know, 0911 says, entertain me. Don't tell me how to vote. I get tired of LeBron talking politics as well as Kevin Durant.
All valid points.
Very valid. And look, as I said earlier, I think that as a pro athlete, you do have a platform to make change. And I support that. And I think that we can all sit here and say that there have been times in our country that things needed to change. I get it. But you have to be, I think, careful with it. I think you can't overdo it. And I think because then you're going to just lose people, and then it's going to defeat the purpose of what you're trying to do. And so I think that has been – and the NBA is not the only league that's guilty of this. I mean, it's happened across the board. And it's like people come to you, as the texter says, to be entertained and to escape some of the stuff. And so that's where you got to find that balance. Like, I'm all about, you know, if you're LeBron James, speaking out about things that you want to change. I don't have an issue with that. Mm-hmm. It's just if it's an everyday thing, if it's every time you open a mic, then you're going to lose people.
And they have.
And so
in massive numbers.
And so you have to really find that balance and be careful, you know, so that. You know, because you're going to have that group of people that it's like, and I'm kind of one of them. Like, I got into sports and sports broadcasting because I didn't, you know, I think I've told you this before. I didn't want to go to a house fire and ask a family about, so how do you feel about losing everything you own?
Right.
You know, like, I didn't want to sit here and talk about floods or talk about, you know, murders or talk about politics and all that stuff. I wanted to talk about sports. And so when the two, you know, merge, it's like, man, that's not what I got into this. You know, I got in to escape it, not to ignore it, but to, you know, to be entertained. And so I understand when people kind of get that way. As Nevada Josh just says, I watch sports to get away from all the politics. So when they bring it into sports, it ruins it.
It does. Here's from the sportsentrepreneur.com about ratings. It says NBA isn't afraid of a financial collapse. They have a $76 billion deal, ensures stability for years. The trend lines are concerning. For the five lowest NBA finals, rated NBA finals in the past 30 years, have happened the last four seasons. Overall viewership has dropped 48%. Since 2012. The challenge for the NBA and its broadcast partners are clear. Find ways to make regular season games matter again, improve accessibility for fans, and reconnect with an audience that increasingly sees the product as unwatchable garbage, as one prominent sports writer recently put it. That's the thing. That's the quandary they're in. They got all the money. They're not $76 billion on this TV deal, yet the product is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Is
I agree.
It about the money? Right.
It's always about the money.
Always.
Mike O on our text line says, I do not watch the NBA if it's on at the same time as Chasing Big Joe. Mike O at the Donaldson Y red light. Is Princess Leia with you?
Oh, man. And why are you texting and driving?
Well, he said he's at a red light.
And that red light holds for about 8 minutes, yeah, so he's good. Okay. The worst red light on the planet.
They have the Siri function now in these cars. You can just talk into your car and they text
but
for
But you're
you.
Still taking your mind away from what you're doing on the road. And this guy should be a prime example. He's been at the Tennessean since 1938. He wrote about Germany invading Poland in 39. And now he's telling us how to – come on, man.
let's see. 8492 says, I disagree, Chase. Shut up and play. And look, you are – And I wanted to read that because he's allowed to feel that way. Like, there are a lot of people that feel that way. I'm one of those that, look, if you have a platform, then use it. But use it, you know, don't overuse it. Yeah. Because then you're going to get a lot of that. Nobody's going to listen to your point.
It's happening.
It's like, hey,
you're right.
Shut up and dribble. You know, it's just, so, I mean, I certainly get it from both sides. Brent has a comment on the NBA. Brent, what's up?
Yeah, it's about 15 years ago when they took away hand checking, took away double teaming, they took away defense, and it kind of goes to y'all's earlier point that the guys that don't care, I mean, you know, they're the most talented guys, like Steph Curry and Luka and people like that. That back then, there were people that cared, like Charles Oakley, that could affect the game, but they took that ability away. And so the game is basically a game of horse now. To just run up and down the court, shoot open threes.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Brent. Thank you.
And that's what Shaq has talked about. Like, yeah. Nobody wants to watch you sit around jack up threes. I'm like, exactly right.
You know what's funny? You bring up Shaq. I will tell you something that has helped the NBA, but doesn't get it. I don't think it gets enough credit with Shaq. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Here on this Thursday, I don't know where I was going with that. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Every time I hear this now, I think of the Family Guy scene where he talks about like 1980s TV themes that too long. And they basically make an extended version of this, and he keeps going like, and then there's Maude. And then there's Maude. Finally! By the way, Family Guy did a you know, they did the Star Wars spoof a few years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know if this was new or not, but it was on the other night on Fox after the Daytona 500. They did a Top Gun one.
Did they?
It was actually pretty funny. They merged the two movies together. It was pretty funny.
I need to watch that.
Yeah. No, I laughed. I definitely laughed. Back to our NBA discussion. Joey from Bellevue says, I wish I could get paid for days I miss, and I work just about every day a year. These NBA clowns are getting millions and millions to work 82 games plus playoffs. I wonder how my boss would feel if I said, hey, I need a maintenance day. I expect to be paid for it. LOL, he would show me the door. I think that's a big problem. The one thing that the NBA, like, I don't watch the NBA every day, but I watch inside the NBA as much as I can. Like that show with Shaq and Charles Barkley and Kenny the Jet and Ernie. Like, I mean, it's honestly saved it and kept me where I know what's going on in the NBA because I watch it for them.
What was the incident where Barkley said something about Minnesota last year and they're like, get your fat ass up to Minnesota, and they made the playoffs?
Yeah, something like that. And the guy said, bring your ass.
Yeah, yeah, right? So what do I do the next night? I watch the Timberwolves game.
Yeah.
Because they're all making – I was like, oh, okay. It got me watching this. It got me invested in this because of that funny little spat that was going on.
Bring gas.
That one.
Yeah, right?
I was laughing so hard. They showed – where was the All-Star game?
San Francisco.
Okay, so I guess people there don't like Chuck. They don't like Charles Barkley.
Right.
So they were yelling like, F you, Chuck, and stuff like that. And he's just sitting there at the set, and he just turns around – gives him a double bird and like, turns back around. And everybody's like, because, you know, now, like, TNT has lost the contract.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to keep doing the show, and ESPN's going to air it. So they're still going to do it. Like, they're all re-signing contracts and everything. But they basically had this attitude all year of like, well, we're getting fired anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, right, it'd be nice.
And, like, Shaq the other night was – basically dropping F-bombs, and he's like, F it, Ernie. We're getting fired anyway.
That was on the thing? On the live?
I guess.
Wow. I didn't watch it.
Or like going to commercial, and he goes, F it, Ernie, we're getting fired anyways.
Yeah. Yep.
The saying F it or the actual F word?
He said the F word.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, I'm tired as S word. And then they start laughing, and he goes, F it, Ernie, we're getting fired anyway.
Ah, it's such a great show, man.
So that was certainly good. Jeff said, it may have been discussed already, but the utter joke that the NBA officiating has become, and now it's leeching into the NCAA, has turned real sports fans, not entertainment seekers, completely off. As an example, I believe this is why the popularity of the NHL is increasing. Look at how it has blossomed in Nashville and in the South, with the exception to the relocation of people moving for careers, etc., noted for assisting in the popularity. Here's what's interesting. I think officiating people, you know, if people are being completely honest, they'll say officiating is a problem in all sports, and I think it's because of all the replay angles that we have now. We can truly see the human element and how much they mess up.
Oh, yeah.
But I agree. Like, some of the ticky-tack calls that they have and the NBA and college basketball, like, it does slow the game down.
It does, but it's also an easy blame of, like, the refs, it's every sport in that way. And I think it might be a valid point in some circles, but I just don't think that plays the overall why we ain't watching.
Yeah, for sure. So, great participation on that. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. It is our favorite. But first, I want to give something else away because we haven't done that this week. You can win a pair of tickets before you can buy them. We'll give away two pairs to the Lumineers at Bridgestone Arena on Friday, October 3rd. The tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. So the first two callers at 615-737-1025 will win a pair of tickets before you can buy them to see the Lumineers at Bridgestone Arena Friday, October 3rd. Celebrity birthdays, and what day is it next? Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heated, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Don't forget, coming up later today, Vandy Women's Basketball back at it. They take on Oklahoma. Pregame at 5:45 with our man Jake Lyman, and tip-off at 6 o'clock. Vandy Women's Basketball presented by Athletes Unlimited Pro Basketball at Nashville's Municipal Auditorium now through March 2nd. Just go to auprobasketball.com for more details and to purchase tickets. I must say, you know, during the break, I'm watching Inside the NBA bloopers and funny moments, and you got a call from your granddaughter.
Yeah, right.
I guess it was your daughter, but then your granddaughter. So you got to see baby Lennon.
Yeah, 4 months old, man, holding her head up. I mean, it's just how fast. You know, with my daughter, it's a blink. And people got kids and know that it's a blink of an eye. It's like, oh, when did you turn 15? When did you turn 19? And now it's just like you see it differently because it's just different with your granddaughter. But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. So glad that she's doing well with that. Let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jared Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards, wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Just go to JaredCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen, first on the list we have Clean Out Your Bookcase Day. Just a little bit of some dust on there with maybe it's one, good. Four yep. books, I guess I should say. Joe yep. Dubin's books.
Yep, thank you.
Let's see. Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day, so shout out to that. Love Your Pet Day is next. National Amen. Cherry Pie Day, if you guys like cherry pie.
She's my cherry pie.
Okay. Next, we have National Comfy Day. So get your favorite blanket, pillow, so yeah, forth.
It's good.
Let's see. National Day of Solidarity with Muslim, Arabian, and South Asian immigrants. National Handcuff Day is next. Seen some days.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
National Leadership Day. National good. Muffin Day.
Love some muffins.
Yep. Yep. And handcuffs. What?
National Student what? Volunteering Day is next. Let's see. This one is Northern Hemisphere Hootie Hoo Day. I don't know.
You never did a Hootie Hoo?
That probably goes with the handcuffs.
Yeah. Yep.
We also have, let's see, World Day of Social Justice. And the last one is just finishing all out is the Great American Spit Out. Yeah, that's what it says. The Great American Spit Out. Which is, I think it's referring to tobacco people putting that out there. That's what we got for celebrity birthdays.
Does that also go with the handcuff? Never
mind. The Great American Spit Out. Yep.
Okay, we got it. Got it. We're good.
What kind of birthdays we got today, Joe?
Spit them out.
Oh, man. Don't choke on your words there.
All right. Got to get these within two. Our first birthday is the beautiful Cindy Crawford. How old is Cindy Crawford? Speaking of handcuffs.
53.
58.
59. Oh. Dr. Crane knows his cougars. Actor Andrew Shue, who was on Melrose Place. His sister's Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, I was about to say. I'm going to say
62.
65. 58.
That's close. Actress Andrea Savage. She's been in, she was in Step Brothers. He's the therapist for Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know, he takes his shirt off.
Yeah.
I've traveled 500 miles to blank blank.
53.
57.
52. Tied at one. Who's this? Actress, I've never even heard of her. I don't know why she's in this list here. We'll get this. Hold on. Actress, singer Jesse Mueller. I don't know. She's an actress, singer. Is she related to Hello Guys? Bob Mueller here.
34.
38.
42. Next up, the very unfunny Trevor Noah, comedian.
36.
34.
41. Going, my computer's so slow, man. Actor Miles Teller.
Oh, he's good. 34.
38.
38, exactly. Oh, I had no idea he was that old. Dr. Crane's up 3-1. I'm going down here. Singer Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yep.
36.
37.
37, exactly. Dr. Crane's up 5-1. Olivia Rodrigo.
35.
22.
22, exactly.
Wow. Well done.
7-1. We got time. She was Peter Pan. Sandy Duncan.
30.
31.
79. Pretty close on that one, guys. I love it. Actor Fritz Stewart. He was in Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know who that is. 62.
61.
61, exactly. Dr. Crane's up 9-1.
You, Price is Right.
The guy you think is adorable from the Backstreet Boys, Brian Littrell.
Is that the one from Memphis?
He's from Kentucky.
Kentucky? Okay.
Like Lexington.
50.
51.
50, exactly. 9-3. All right, let's get to our sports guys here. Roger Penske.
Eighty-eight
exactly. It's now 9-5. Phil Esposito. Sean Henry, you can't call in. Phil Esposito.
85. 81. 83.
Dr. Crane's up 10-5.
That's a push.
Yeah, it's a push.
Oh, my bad. My bad. All right. Good Lord. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Charles Barkley's birthday.
63. 67. 62. 9-6.
Stephon Marbury.
48. 52.
Oh, my God. 48. It's 9-7. Our last birthday. Chase was down 9-1. Nick, you must have Chris Mason in goal.
Whoa. Come on.
Justin Verlander. This is the last one. Justin Verlander. Chase, Dr. Crane's up 9-7.
39.
40.
He is 42. Dr. Crane wins 10-7. I love that. Good job, girls.
Good little battle.
Thank you. Well done.
Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards, JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
Hey, there we go. My mic on. There we go. Hey, as we leave, I wanted to say thank you to everybody who reached out about the passing of my dog yesterday. I heard from so many of you out there, and just shows you that we do love each other. We care about each other. So if you're going through something and you're struggling, talk to somebody. We're always here for you. I've heard from so many people in the last 24 hours. I cannot thank you enough for reaching out for what we're going through. Thank you. Thank you. But that just shows a broader picture of how much we love each other and care for each other. Know that we're always here for you. We love you. More importantly, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.